It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
Yeah, no, the dominant media didn't look good last night in this regard. And you know why they make up your mind? You're either going to fact check or not fact check. And if you fact check, at least pretend like you're doing both sides, because there were things that the Governor Wall said that were clearly not accurate.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. Shannon, welcome back. How are you doing this morning?
Mark, great to be with you. How are you guys?
We are doing great. Still listening to the fallout there of Karl Rove from the debate the other night. Any thoughts on how that was handled? I mean, there was not supposed to be fact-checking, but it's pretty clear that there was.
Well, and it seemed that we weren't going to be doing that because that was the plan. There wasn't going to be fact check. And then there would be just sort of an added comment here or there that seems like, well, for matters of clarification, let me just say X. Well, I think it was wise that J.D. Vance said, hey, listen, if we're going to do that, that's fine. Rules have changed. But then I get to explain where you're fact checking me and it may or may not be right. It seems like there were rules and they were changed midstream.
Have you ever had a guest whose mic you just wanted to turn off?
Yes, and I've had guests get so mad they take their mic off and they leave.
Oh,
is that normally Brian Kilmeade or who is
that? Well, he's the biggest diva in the building. You know that. Listen, live TV is what it is, and you guys know that. Live radio, same thing. You have some unexpected surprises sometimes from your guests.
Yeah. Well, now you have Walls going to do a media blitz, I guess, after, you know, I don't think he had a great performance at the debate. And it was clear that Vance had just more reps, more experience doing these interviews.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about going into it. I mean, J.D. Vance has not only, you know, done the rounds as the best-selling author of Hillbilly Elegy, but as a senator, he has not shied away. He's done so many of these interviews. You could, you know, call some of them combative and very challenging, and he welcomes that. But again, that just prepares you for something like a debate night. Governor Walz, you know, hasn't been on the national stage and done those same kinds of interviews, so I'll be interested to see what kind of interviews he gets now.
Yeah, you know, Shannon Bream, our guest here from Fox News Sunday, I would be very surprised if between now and your show on Sunday, Israel has not taken whatever action it's going to take against Iran. What are you hearing about that? I mean, I would think that they're going to do it sooner rather than later, but nobody knows what they're going to hit.
Yeah, and you know, with this being Rosh Hashanah, that definitely sounds like it's going to keep things quiet during the holiday.
Right.
But then you're getting into Shabbat and other things that take you into the weekend. And so, you know, they are on their own timeline. I mean, we just look back to the pagers and walkie-talkies. How many years did it take to plan that? You know, in the Middle East, they always talk about that, you know, we over here in the West, we have watches, but they're looking at generations of the way that they do things. So Israel's getting a lot of incoming suggestions from the international community, and I do think that they will gauge what kind of response they will mount based on, listen, they feel very adequately prepped by themselves, but I do think that they want to know who's with them and to what level on the international stage as they make their plans.
You know, I know Fox has done extensive coverage on Hurricane Helene, and now you have Kamala Harris out there who says, oh, you know, we're going to give people, what was it, $750 in aid, and yet we've spent and sent over how many billions of dollars to Ukraine?
Or gift cards to illegals.
Also that.
One of the two. Yeah.
Well, and when you've got DHS Secretary Mayorkas saying out there, we don't have enough money to get through hurricane season, and then you have other lawmakers and folks saying, well, listen, part of these emergency funds have been used to take care of people who have come here illegally and to provide for them. And there are lawbreakers in this country from the moment that they come. I mean, they're at odds with our legal system. So why are we, you know, funneling money to those efforts and to folks who desperately need help, yes, overseas, but we have to prioritize. And so I think there are going to be a lot of questions as Capitol Hill now looks at, are they going to have to come back from their recess in the middle of campaigning to get more money to these governments? But they're also talking about more money for Israel, too.
Yeah. This longshoreman strike, Shannon, I know you'll probably be covering that this weekend as well. This is self-induced. I mean, Joe Biden could have stopped this by invoking the Taft-Hartley Act, but he didn't. And if this goes on for a couple of weeks, Americans are going to feel the pinch.
They are, and I feel the vibe that we get. You know, we've got great reporters who are out there with the longshoremen on strike. I mean, they seem very dug in and very adamant that, you know, their line is, nobody cared about us until now, but we facilitate your life every single day, and now you're going to feel the difference of us not doing our work. And it does have to do with everything from produce to car parts to gifts you may want to buy for the holidays. So I do think the American people are going to get frustrated with this. And it's just one of many crises that the current administration, you know, have opened themselves up for criticism the way it's been managed.
So has Waltz got you on his list of media that he's going to start doing this weekend?
Listen, the door is open. He and the vice president are always welcome. I mean, we always ask.
So,
we have some other guests this weekend that don't have names Harris or Waltz. but we do have Democrats represented. And in fact, Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania is going to be with us. And he's been campaigning with the VP in that really critical state. Although Pennsylvanians will tell you they are a commonwealth. You know, it is a critical swing state area. And so we'll have Senator Fetterman. Senator Ernst is going to be with us as well. She spent a lot of time in the Middle East. And remember, she's been deployed as a military commander in that region. And Speaker Johnson will be with us, too, fresh off his visit to Florida and hurricane victims there.
Good stuff. Shannon, great having you on, as always. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, we'll see you Sunday morning for Fox News Sunday. Of course, we air it right here at 4 in the afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Waltz or Harris do any adversarial media between them. And I would think Shannon Bream, that would be a if they're going to go to Fox, that would be an obvious place for them to go. It'd be Sunday morning on Fox.
They're going to be laughed at if they choose a CNN or an ABC. You almost at this point have to go with a network like Fox.
They're not going to answer any questions. They're they'd rather the American people be stupid and buy into their theme of joy, which I don't think is going to happen.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.